Welcome to the Dirty 30 Diary. This is Dirty D, and I am, well, recap from last week. We talked about how it was called Ho is Life, and we talked about how basically as a, I think in my 20s, early 20s to late 20s, I was a hoe, prostitute, however you want to verbalize it. And basically, you know, just going into that, how it came about, how it affected my life, different, I wouldn't say levels, but I would say categories of hoes. And everything falls under the word, or not the word, the, what would I say? The category of prostitution. So it has like subcategories. So, I have today, you ready? Okay. So I have today, as I explained to you before, I had a situation, we'll call it, and I dealt with a man who was a pimp. He started out as my boyfriend, and then he had this great idea to become a pimp, and I was his first hoe. This went on for a pretty much like three years out of the 4 years, or maybe 4 years out of the 5 years that we were together. And it's pretty much like probably it's one of the most not difficult things. Like when you're with someone who's in the industry and they kind of know the ins and outs, it's easier to talk about. But when you have to explain, I'm trying to explain it in a way that a person who has no idea what the lifestyle is like. So I'm going to try to, like, I'll probably use a lot of hoe terminology, and then I'll, like, break it down so you know exactly what is what. So I have with me today one of my ex-wifeys. A wifey. A wifey is when you are a part. Okay, let's back it up. Okay, so there's a pimp, and then he has his hoes. He has you typically in a pimp hoe situation, you have a bottom bitch, which is probably either the hoe that makes the most money, but that's not always the case. And it's usually the first hoe that he's ever had or the hoe that's been with him the longest. That was me with this particular person, and we'll get into that later. And he, over the time, either he recruits more hoes, also sometimes not the case, and or the bottom bitch will also recruit more hoes. So I was the bottom bitch. This is not a hoe that I myself recruited. However, at the time, she came into our little situation. I think at the time we had, I don't even know how many of us there was, but let's just say she was one of two favorites. So this is a person who I actually got along with, respected as a woman. Like, not saying I didn't respect the other ones, but you just meet people and you know that if it wasn't for a certain situation, it's like the family in your life. And you're just like, if we weren't family, I wouldn't even talk to you in real life. But she was definitely one of two of the girls that I really took to. And, like, I was really, like, on a day-to-day basis, like, we would hang out and go work out, or we tried to work out, like, one day. And then pretty much that was, like, one of the two that I, like, really got close to. So she's here with me today, and I had to, like, totally beg her to come down here. So she's finally here, and basically I've never really had this type of conversation with her. So we're basically going to talk about how, you know, just so you know, what we're going to talk about is how you got into life, some of your experiences, highs and lows, and, you know, what are your plans in the future, and we'll get into that. So, so being in this lifestyle is pretty, it could be a lot, and it could change like the way that you just look at life in general. Like I said, it's for me just having the main thing that I'm struggling with now. Like, I'm not really dealing with anything like from the past as far as that's concerned. But the two things, the consequences of this lifestyle, one being like I was so used to the fast money, it's hard for me to do regular shit. Like it's hard for me to have a regular job and really like work for, like know what it is to like really work for money. Like when you're hoeing, you're working, but you're not working. Like you're not putting in the same hours for the same effort for the same. And some might say that, you know, well, like you're giving your body away every day and you're dealing with all these different people. But I mean, and depending on how you do it, it's kind of going to a 40-hour job and getting paid what is minimum wage right now, like $10 to $12, I think. So that's, you know, for some people that's not their idea of a good time. So pretty much I think that and the fact that it's on my criminal record, so it's been like I definitely am an entrepreneur at heart, so it's not that bad. But I can imagine, like, because I go into jobs now and like when they run my background, I'm like always like, fuck, what's even on there? Right. Like some people say like prostitution, but they're supposed to put like solicitation, but they don't always do that. So I think those are the two things that I deal with now. This kind of like my, where it's kind of like my old life, kind of like my old life has those consequences. So the hoeing has really put a damper on like me getting jobs or me just having a record period, honestly, puts a damper on it. But I wouldn't have a record had it not been for that. I might have had like a record for fighting or something, but for the most part I wouldn't have a record for that. And so basically we're gonna start out, are you gonna have like an alias? No you just like, no,
Heidi.
Okay. So we have Heidi, and so basically I'm gonna just ask you, we talk, and it's not like less interview because I really don't, I haven't seen you in forever, and I there's some things that like I don't know, so we're just gonna let it happen naturally. Anyway, so how old were you when you started, or like kind of get into like how old you were and like your first ever like experience?
Okay, so basically when I first started I was 13. I was young.
Were you here or was it somewhere else?
Yeah, I was here in LA.
Okay.
Yeah. And well, I always liked money, so that was one thing. Seriously, like even at school I'll be like selling candies and stuff. I just never wanted to work for anybody, you know?
Yeah.
So then I asked my friend, because I knew she was doing something, but I didn't know what she was doing. So I asked her, I'm like, you know, how are you getting your money? Then she told me, you know, that she was hoeing. So she told me, and I told her basically to just show me what to do and stuff like that. So we caught the bus. This one I was staying on 46th and Central in Los Angeles. And we caught the bus on Vernon and Central, and we caught it to Figaro and Vernon, and she just basically told me like what the prices were at the time, and it just started from there.
So did she have somebody?
Yes, she did.
So did you guys went to school together?
Nah, we just knew each other from when we were younger.
So like
we were neighbors.
Okay. So when like did she introduce it to you like, oh, you should come with me and fuck with my people, or was she just like, oh, I'm gonna show you everything?
Yeah. Basically she was messing with this guy, and then she recruited me for him, but in my mind I always knew that it wasn't right for me to prostitute and give my money to a guy, you know, because it's like, yeah, he's being lazy. Well, I'm the one that's taking a chance, you know?
Right.
In which there's other girls that get manipulated by men and they think that that's the way to go, you know, while he sits in the car all day while like, you're quote selling unquote, your
protecting
pussy.
You
right. you get raped and beat up, and he's not even doing shit. So basically,
yeah.
So I went, and he bought me clothes and stuff like that. I was young at the time, so I thought that was just everything, him buying me clothes.
Was she young,
a nice
too?
Car. Yeah.
Okay.
She was actually 12, and I was 13.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, so she was 12. He was 13. How old was he?
He was a fucking pedophile. He was, like, about 35.
Damn.
Exactly.
And was she the only one, or?
Yeah, he had other girls, but he had her in a secluded area, and
probably because he didn't want to go to jail.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay. So you go out like your first day, because like I did the same. I'm not gonna like, we're not that much different. I didn't go here. Turn it down. So I went to. Okay, so when I first did it, I was like, it was weird because like I didn't want to be there, and I don't even know what street, avenue, whatever. I had been doing the internet, so I was like, internet hoe. I was hella lazy, and I used to just basically sit up in the room and take phone calls. And so when I got introduced, pretty much like it got to the point where he ended up meeting a girl who had been in the game for a while, and he decided he wanted to like do everything. So we ended up going out on the street and I don't even know what street it was, and like basically just working the street for
it was in
however long. I don't even remember. I feel like it was in Pomona or Orange County. I'm pretty sure it might have been Orange County.
Orange County.
I loved Orange County. So basically like when you went out with her, was it like, I don't even remember me for the first time. I don't remember. Like, I blocked it the fuck out. Okay, so what happened?
So it was at night. I got in a car with this trick, and we went in this alley.
A trick is a customer, by the way.
Right.
Just letting you guys know.
So we went in this alley, and I always knew to, you know, wear protection. So then I put the condom on with my mouth. And then I start sucking his dick.
So he has skills. Where did you get these skills? You watch. Sometimes I do shit. I think about shit that we did like when we were little, and I'm just like, where do we learn this shit? Is it like the movies? Because I didn't watch porn until like later. Like all the porn that I had was like Cinemax. Like when you wait really late, like past like 12 or 2, and then all the like, but they didn't even show you shit. So I don't know. Anyway. So, you did all these tricks and whatnot.
Right. And then he gave me $100 per head. And then after that, I did that. And I was walking on Fig. I told him, take me back on Fig. And I was walking. And then I just started catching dates. And the first time I ever started working, I made like $1,000 in less than like 3 hours. So... to me, being young, 13, that was a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot to me now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, I could use $1,000 right now.
Right. Yeah, so that's how that went. Then he picked us up on the back street, and we went to the room. He took the money and took us shopping in the morning. And then it was just like that for a whole week until I just was like, I told her, like, we need to go and we need to make our own money. So we were renegades.
I'm like, how did that work out?
Yeah, we were good. Like, the only thing about being a renegade when you're
okay,
in
wait,
game...
pause. So renegade, a renegade is a prostitute that pretty much. I don't know if is this like is it anything or does this apply to like street work? Because I never, like, you don't hear like an escort is a quote unquote escort is like a renegade. It's like a, I think it's a term more commonly used with like girls that work the street. So it's pretty much a girl that doesn't have a pimp or doesn't have a, you know, pretty much a pimp. That's pretty much the only difference. Okay, so you and your friend were
So then we worked, and then after like about a week I told her like let's just get our own money. And then we went back out there, and because we were renegades, and he put out an alert basically like let all the other pimps know that we didn't have a pimp. We were constantly getting chased, so we had to like basically make tracks. Like wherever we were at, we were just working, because there's always someone that wants to buy pussy.
There is to this day.
Right.
There is always someone who wants to buy pussy or dick, actually.
Right.
Or both.
Right. So then after that, we like put our money together, we bought a car. And then we just were going to all the tracks, like in Pomona, Orange County, everywhere. We were there.
A track? I feel like it's like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, but I'm like, okay, no one knows what the fuck that is. Okay, so, or maybe some of you do. You don't want to tell anybody. So a track is a street that is any street can be a track, actually. Any pimp will tell you that a track is what you make it. And a track is basically a street where you can hoe and where, like, people will literally pull over, talk to a prostitute, proposition her or solicit her, or she's soliciting. She hops in the car and you do what it do at a hotel, or sometimes in the car or in an alley or maybe outside. Right. And then you get out of the car. Actually, have you ever been walked up? I've been walked up on before.
Yeah, I have.
Like,
to.
Where do you think we're going to go when you don't even have a car? So anyway, so yeah, that's also a thing. So anyway, so that's what a track is. So far we've learned a trick is a customer, client, or a John. A track is a street where you prostitute.
A renegade
is a person who is hoeing without a pimp or prostituting without a pimp. And what else? This is like all the vocabulary. I need to be writing this down. Okay, go ahead.
So what else do you want to know?
You didn't finish the story. So you got a car.
Oh, yeah. So then we got a car. And then we were just making money, going shopping every single day. Like, anywhere we wanted to go, we were going there. We were going out of town, which was scary, our town, because certain places we'll go, we wouldn't know. But we'll know through other females that we called.
So how much time has lapsed between you being with this pimp and then you guys doing your own thing?
She kept going from different pimps to different pimps. I stayed by myself for like 3 years, and then I met this guy, and we were like, when I met this guy, we're just always together. And I was with him probably for like 2 years, and in my mind I thought it was okay that he was older than me, which now I realize that
he was also a pedophile.
Right. He was a pedophile because, like,
it's
now...
It's not funny. Right. It's not funny, but people don't realize, like, these niggas are pedophiles. Like,
right.
These men are pedophiles, like, right. For the most part.
Just sick. Yeah. So, you don't realize all that until you actually have, like, a kid or you're older. And then you start thinking, like, I wouldn't want my daughter to do this.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want her to talk to an older man, especially while you're 14, 15, and the guy's, like, 40 years old, you know?
Yeah, but it definitely happens. Like, even outside of this whole situation or this whole, like, lifestyle, like, when I was... I had no idea that this would be a part of my story, and I was, like... I lost my virginity at 12 to someone who was, like, not my age but around my age. But as soon as I was, like, developed, and dudes don't care. They don't even care if you're developed, to just be honest. But by the time I got to, like... 16, like, it was, I think even 14. I think 14, I was probably dating dudes in, like, their 20s. And then when I was, like, older, teen, like, still a teen, but, like, 16, 17, it was, like, 30s and up. Like, it kind of, they don't really care. Like, pussy is pussy to most people, to most right. dudes, or to some dudes, I don't know. But, so you're with him, and then for 2 years, how was that, like, is ups and downs, or
when I was with him it wasn't that bad because I don't know, he for some reason he respected me because my mom and my dad were basically going through like a divorce and they left us, so it put everything on me, and basically I was working, bringing food home, taking care of my brothers and sisters, taking them to school, and I had to buy me a car and just do everything because they weren't there, because they were going through their situation. And I understood, because at the end of the day, even though that, you know, they're my mom, my dad, or whatever, I still understood that they were going through something emotionally and they just didn't know how to cope. Yeah. And it was hard for them to be in the same household together. So
when they were already, like, going through their shit when you first started... Or was that, like, after?
No, it was, like, after. Like around when I turned, like, 14, 15. Yeah, so, like, a year after.
Okay. So then, like, did they notice or know that you were, like, doing all this other shit?
They didn't. They
like,
didn't
are they, like, where are all these clothes coming from?
Yeah, they didn't know at first. But because we're a low income family, like they didn't have money to really support all of us like that.
You have like a lot of brothers and sisters?
Yeah. Yeah, I have 4. So I just told him, like, I mean, I told him what I was doing, and I told him, like, basically, you're either going to accept it or not, because I'm going to do it in your face, or I'm going to do it behind your back. You might as well know what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah.
So my dad didn't take it so good, but my mom, she was like, whatever. And that was, you know, that was that. I mean, yeah. I used to come home, buy her cars and stuff. Like, whenever she needed something, I'll do that. She was accepting it, so it was like, whatever. And they, I mean, because it's true, like, when you have a kid, it's just like, you either know what they're doing or you don't. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, either you accept it or you don't. Like, it's just, it's going to be that. A child has to go through what they need to go through for them to develop and be like, you know, understand their way of life or how their life is going to go.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do if I had a kid and they were like, yeah, so either you're, if you're going to accept it or you're not, like, bop. Like, get your ass here. Like, I don't even want to think about it. Oh, my God. I'm scared.
My daughter's 3, so I'm just like, man.
So you have a son and a daughter.
Yeah.
And one's 3 and one's
10.
Mm-hmm. So, like, if he's 10, we can calculate. So, like, the father of your oldest. Mm-hmm. Is he in the life?
He's a pimp.
So how does that work? Like, if you... Okay, so we're going to go with Pimp 101. So the system and how it works, this is what I was told, because when we were in our situation, there was a girl, and she had pregnant by one of her pimps, and then he wouldn't see his kid because she chose in other words, choosing. So there's like this whole... This is a part of the pimping thing that I just, besides giving someone else your money, like, I never could grasp it. Like, it was just, I didn't understand it. Me personally, I was more so manipulated into my situation because I actually had a relationship with him and I cared about him. And, you know, if somebody, these guys on the internet and slide in your DMs talking about they want to build an empire with you and this and that, like... It's his own form. It's like his own form of pimping. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like, I think that's where they get the shit from. So when someone comes to you and like you're, you know, you've never really dealt with the dude that's, you know, has his own money and doing all this other stuff. So when he approached me, it was more so like, you know, at the time he was in jail. And he was just like, you know, we always like with all these girls, having these girls around, but they were more so with him because he had money at the time.
Right.
I was, you know, kind of with him because he had money at the time, and he had like all these girls around all the time. I was bisexual, so it was a great experience for me to have a bunch of girls around with this dude that, like, basically it's like, you know, it's fun. It's like you're partying. But when you bring like prostitution into the situation, it gets kind of like a little confusing. So when he told me about, oh, this is what I want to do, I want to have, you know, a bunch of girls and this and that, he didn't describe it the way that it ended up being.
Right.
So in my head, I'm like, oh, like you're like Hugh Hefner, or you're like the guy from Taz's Angels. Like, you have all these girls and we're going to be doing the same thing we already do, which is partying, having fun, having sex, like drinking, smoking, whatever. And I'm just going to kind of like be there, like orchestrating this shit. I was actually okay with that. And when he got out, it was like, I don't know who he met along the way. I think at some point he met like a super pimp or something. Hmm. And then eventually it went from, you know, fun hanging out, getting money every few days or whatever, going hard every few days, to like, okay, I'm like a real pimp now and I'm gonna get hoes and they're gonna be on the track and they're gonna be doing this, they're gonna be doing that. And then it flipped. So I think that, like, if I were to actually have a kid with this type of person, I couldn't really imagine that, like, at all. So when one of the girls that we dealt with, she had a kid with one of her pimps, and then he'd refuse to see the baby because she had got with another pimp, which is, like I said, choosing. Like, so some girls like to go from pimp to pimp to pimp, and pretty much when you're doing the whole street thing, when you're working the street, it's kind of like you have to have someone that, like, basically you're spoken for. You have to have someone that's your, like, that's your, they will call it folks or your family, or I've heard a bunch of shit now that they've come up with. But, like, you basically have to have someone that's, like, your pimp, your daddy, whatever. And that person is, therefore, like, that's the person that's collecting your checks at the end of the day. So I've never understood, like, okay, like, definitely if you feel that having somebody there is going to help you manage your money or help you not get chased around by other pimps or something like that, like, okay, that's maybe understandable. But the concept, like, have you, how many pimps have you been with in your entire, like, past career?
I say, like, because my relationships were so long, probably like 4 or 5.
4 or 5. And then do you have kids with any of the 5?
Yeah. So, I have kids with 1. And that relationship was crazy. That relationship lasted for like 7 years. And he actually went to prison for pimping and pandering because he had a minor and she was 13. And he knew that she was 13 and he was prostituting her. And after he got out, I didn't know until probably, like, I was about... I got with him when I was 18. I didn't know about that until, like, a year later because he hit it so well. And then I was already in love with him and all that stuff. And he basically manipulated the shit out of me. And I ended up getting pregnant by him. And... it was like an abusive ass relationship. Like, when other girls will come, they'll make him mad. He'll beat my ass so bad.
Yeah, that's definitely like the worst part of it, right? In my personal opinion.
And like, it was weird because you can't mix the two. You can't mix that type of line of work with
relationship. Yeah,
because, like, it just never works.
It doesn't. Like. I feel like money is, like, you know, when they say, like, money's the root of all, that's not really the quote. The quote is actually, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. It's not that the money is the root of all evil. That's not what it is. So anyway, just FYI. So it's definitely, like, in my personal situation, we were together for, like, a year, or we were dealing with each other for a year. When that whole, you know, other aspect came into the picture, it just made him crazy. Like, it went from, like, when you make it to where somebody is literally not even depending on you, because he was doing other shit, but when you make it to where somebody sees that you have the potential to make thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars with, like, you have this person under your control pretty much, and they have the potential to make all this money for you, it's like, they're not letting you go nowhere. So all these other things come in, like, our relationship was never violent, or there was no domestic abuse before that whatsoever. Like, coolest guy, a little crazy, you know, he's Scorpio, so, you know, but never, like, super abusive, never, like, angry, like, not like that, not towards me. But right. as soon as he saw them checks start to come in and we were buying cars and apartments and all this other type of shit, like, yeah, like, it got crazy to the point of, like, from my fucking lip to busting my lip to, I forgot what, that was probably the worst of it. We got in a car accident behind it, like, him just, like, trying to hit me and drive at the same time. Like, the shit gets out of control, like, to the point where it's like, I'm now in this situation that I never thought I would be in, like, ever. Like, probably anyone that I know from my past could look at me and say, like, oh, no, Damaris ain't taking no shit from nobody. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, I'll snap on my pastor. I don't care. Like, but for whatever reason, and like I said, I think we go through shit. I think we tend to go through shit so that, like, later on we'll be able to help the next person who's going through it, because some people won't believe you unless you've been through it.
Right.
Like, they don't want to hear your story unless you've been through it. They don't even want to hear your opinion, your advice, no nothing. So, like, when I was going through the shit, I was just like, well, damn, this is fucked up. Like, it's not it's not bad enough that I'm out here selling pussy and having to give this nigga my whole check. Or in my eyes at the time, it was like we were working together and we were like, you know, we had shit. We were able to do shit. You know, he met my family. I met his family. I met his kids, like the whole nine. But the whole while, like the whole time, it's just like he's like manipulating me. Even though I'm like in my head, I'm the smartest person in the world and I could never be manipulated or whatever. And I'm like, not only am I doing it myself, I'm recruiting people to do it with me, like not by manipulation. Well, a little bit of manipulation, but just, you know, not knowing that like I'm now sucked into this lifestyle. So yeah, like that's definitely one of the worst parts of it, is just the abuse, just the abusive aspect. Because a lot of people, I don't know any girl who's dealt with a dude in this game that was her pimp that didn't get her the shit knocked out of her at least once. Like, right. I don't care. Like, I've, to this day, have never. So, like, when, okay, so when did you stop dealing with him? Like, completely? When he went to jail or...
with my baby daddy?
Yeah.
When did I start messing with him? I stopped messing with him, like, after I start, probably, like, 6 years into the relationship. Like, it took me that long. I was just fed up. Like, it was just too much. Like, I have your child now. You are in and out of the baby's life. You don't want to help me. You feel like because I'm making all this money that you don't have to do anything, you know, like still the pimp and hoe mentality. And to me, it's just, it was just like, okay, now it's more than just this, you know? And at the end of the day, we don't have shit to show for it because we're still leasing cars, renting cars. We don't have no property. We don't have shit. So it was just like, once I became a mother, I was just looking at things totally different. And his mind frame is still there, just like he's still pimping till this day on Fig somewhere with a hoe. Like,
right,
just it's never gonna get it. And he, when I left him, he ended up going to jail again for having a minor. And he was out with my son one day and he was with his hoe, and the girl that they had recruited was like 14 or 15, and the mother ended up calling the police. They came while they were at the mall and they picked him up. So I had to, my baby's grandma had to go pick my son up. And then, like, after that, I was just like completely done, because it's just like, you're too old to be, keep going through this. Like, and then you're still having sex with minors. Like, you have kids now. Like,
the shit is disgusting. Like, there's no, like, I think they just get so, I don't even know if it's, it could be something that they would have done before, like, had there not been money involved. But I think that they get so, like, at some point, they just don't give a fuck where the money comes from. Like, I didn't encounter, like, any minors come into our situation when I was doing it. But I think he knew, like I'm telling. Like, right. I don't care. Like, I already went through. And it's crazy because you go through your own shit. Like, you started as a minor, but then it's like you grow up and you're just like, okay, well, maybe it's just this one pervert that, like, doesn't give a shit. But then you grow up and you just see that, like, oh, no, it's a lot of you. Like, a lot of you guys are perverts.
Like, I used to have tricks that would be like, oh, I want to fuck a 12-year-old. I want to fuck a 13-year-old. You'll be like, dude, what the fuck?
Like, what the fuck did you just say? And you're just like, people, it's like, yeah, military, I think, like, yeah, I think that your morals are really tested too, because you'll have, it's a lot of, like, the tricks is a whole nother story. Like, that's a whole nother show of its own. Like, that's a whole nother show of its own. But, yeah, like, definitely the life just kind of exposes you to a lot of shit, like, to the point where I think that had it been anyone, I can't even really think of one friend or one, maybe two, one person that I, like, would randomly meet that would be able to, like, see all the shit that you see in this lifestyle. Like, you see how disgusting men and some women, I have one woman trick, like, mm-hmm, in my whole career. So it's probably the same for you. Is she Spanish?
No.
Oh. Oh,
I had
not.
A threesome before, though. This like, guy and his girl picked me up on Fig, and, like, we had a threesome.
Oh, that's
she
fun.
Was eating my pussy and everything. It was crazy because... Ew, but now that I think about it, I was like, ugh, I let her eat my
it's so,
pussy.
It's like, such a double standard when it's women, because, like, a dude is like, you got to put two condoms on, but then it's like a girl, you'd be like, okay, that's cool. Like, for me, it felt more natural.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've always been gay as fuck. So a lot of things to me, like, when it comes to girls, it's, like, a lot more fluid than, like, with dudes. But, yeah, that's, like I said, that's a whole nother show in itself, because I've been offered a lot of money to do a lot of strange shit, and I have a very high sex drive, but some shit I just can't get with. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What was the craziest thing that you had to do?
Oh, you're gonna interview me now?
Yep.
The craziest thing, oh, I had this, was that the craziest thing? I would say so. I had a trick that he was actually, like, early in my career. Like, this is before I met this dude. Uh-huh. This pimp situation happened. And I was actually just doing massage. And I had a table. I went to school for it. I was, like, going to school to get my license, which I never got because I was just, by the time I even started, like, doing massage, I was already grossed out. Like, I was already getting hit up for the weirdest shit just doing massage. And, this guy was like, he wanted me to come to his house, and I literally put my, like, up to my elbow in his butt, like, up to my elbow.
For real?
And, like, he was just, like, so ready. Like, we didn't get through probably 5 minutes of the massage, and his entire ass was in the air. And he was just, like, he was with, like, he lived in the hills, and he used to just have me come, and, like, I used to put this extra large Magnum on my fist up to here. And he said he had everything. He had the large condoms. He had the lube. He had like toys to stretch him out.
What?
And yeah. And I used to put my entire arm pretty much in his butt.
Oh,
and that
see.
Was like.
Oh, you taught me.
I was just like, oh, So yeah, I don't. In like, I feel like a lot of people would just be like, I'm not doing that, and then see the money and then be like, oh, okay, I could possibly do that. And then some people I feel like would be just like grossed out and probably leave. But for some reason, I've never been like, I don't think I've ever had anything like too crazy. Like, I've heard of some crazy shit, but I think that was like the most like eye-opening, because I was like, niggas like to do nasty shit in their butt, especially. What about you?
I think mine's was basic. This guy just wanted me to fuck him in his ass.
It's a lot of butt. Guys like a lot of butt play, ladies. Just FYI. They like it in their butt, too.
Yeah.
Girls do, too. So that was probably the craziest. So I think, like, tricks is a whole nother situation. Kind of going back into, like, just the lifestyle of it all. Do you feel like, okay, so what was your, like, worst experience, like, ever?
When I was in, it was basically getting raped. But to me, it was just, like, in my mind, I prepare myself for that, like,
you're already thinking, like,
time, like, that I've, hold, I always prepare myself for that. Like, so when it happened, I basically just told him, like, just, like, I just fucked with him. I was like, you know, how do you know if I have AIDS? Like, shouldn't you wear a condom? And luckily, he put on the condom and he did what he did, and then he let me go. And then it was another incident when I was out of town in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and I had just finished from making $600, and I gave it to my pimp, and then I had went back out. And I was trying to make some more money, and I hopped in a car with this guy. He was Asian,
mm-hmm.
and he put, like, a double-barrel shotgun, like, in my face and was, like,
like, to rob you or to rape
to
you?
To rob and rape me. So he took my purse, and then I told him the same thing. Like, dude, like, put on a condom. Like, if you want to take it, just take it. Like, you're doing too much just for that.
like, you're doing a lot. Like, sir, put the gun away.
Right, like damn.
It's not
you know?
That serious.
And then he did what he did, and then he took everything. Like, he even took my jacket, my shirt. Luckily, he let me keep on my shorts. And then I got out, and I went to the nearest girl that was around me, and I called my folks, which is, you know, my parents.
Another word for pimp.
Right.
I don't even know why they say folks. It's like only one person.
So, yeah, I think that was the worst experience. Like, everything that has happened, I always managed to get out of that situation.
Do you feel like, okay, I'm not saying this, and I'm not saying this to be disrespectful.
No, it's
so
fine. Go ahead.
I literally never had that happen to me. I think my worst situation was the situation that I didn't cause it, but the guy was like, I could tell he was high on something, mm-hmm. and he was like a regular. I would come see him like at least once a week whenever I was in the Valley. And I went to his house, and I could tell he was high on something. And I was like, it was weird because he gave me like extra money. I was there chilling, but I was really like, I used to rush. I was the worst type of hoe because I used to just rush people. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care how much money you give me, I'm leaving in 10 minutes, like, no matter what. No offense to any of my ex-trick listeners, because I have like a couple. But he was just like aggravating because he wanted to talk, and he wanted to like, he wasn't making any sense because he was high. I think he was like high on meth or something. And he was just getting on my nerves. Like, so the whole time I'm just like, Brett, shut up and like, let's go. Like, it's time to go. So he got mad at me for rushing him. But I was like extra with it. I don't know where I had to be. But I think it was like possibly like that my people were rushing me. Like, they wanted me to hurry up or whatever.
I used to hate that
shit.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you don't have to sit here and suck dick if you don't let me take my time. So anyway, all
right.
So I was just like, I was rushing him, like being super extra about it. And he like, I had my money. So that was like the highlight of it. Like, I was able to keep my money. But he takes out like a BB gun, which I thought was an actual gun. Mm-hmm. And he like chased me out of the door. And like, just, it was just like insane. Because in my head, I'm like, I didn't think it was a gun, but I think I wasn't sure, so right. I was like, I didn't want to chance it and right. get a shot. And also, BB guns hurt, so he like chased me out. I had all my stuff. I'm just like running down the street. That's like the one time that I actually had to call my pimp, mm-hmm. and he came, and like, of course, he couldn't get in the building, so he just tried to like wait in the building so he could beat him up. That's like the worst thing they could do, is like beat him up in the hallway or whatever. But other than that, like, that was never an issue. But yeah, like, I had one guy that tried to record one of our sessions. He got beat up. Like, that was pretty much it. Like, other than that, like, do you feel like, so my question was basically like, I never went into it thinking that anything bad, like, I don't know what it is about me, but I just be doing shit and not really, that's a bad thing and a good thing. But do you feel like, because you were constantly thinking about like, I'm going to get like raped, or this is going to happen, or something's bad is going to happen, like preparing yourself, quote unquote, for the worst, like, do you feel like that made it worse? Like, now when
I think that made it easier, because I knew that in the line of work that was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, some females go out there and they'd be like, oh, this not going to happen, this, whatever. And it does, you know, because you didn't prepare yourself for it. Like, my friend, when she was in Orange County, she said she got kidnapped, and she got gang raped. Like, five dudes fucked her in her ass. Like,
oh my God. Yeah. That's horrible.
And
yeah, like,
but she was
grateful.
One female that constantly, always something happened to her. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it was because when I used to get out the car, I would pray or something or whatever. Or
yeah.
Because I was cool. Like, all my tricks, they all cared about me. Like, they all were cool, you know?
I think that's another, you do meet, and that's like another thing I was going to say, like, what's the highlights? But I think you do meet, everyone's a real person.
Right.
It's not like you're meeting someone and they're like the devil. Like, I've slept with pastors. Mm-hmm. I've slept with doctors, lawyers,
attorneys,
regular
judges.
You see them in court, like, oh, hey,
right.
So, like, I've dealt with all types of people, all walks of life. Like, I've talked to a couple of them and asked them, like, why, like, I don't want to stop any checks, but why do you, like, if you're married or whatever? And it's kind of like, oh, you know, they have their reasons for doing what they do. And sometimes it's bullshit. Sometimes you're just like a pervert. Sometimes you just want to do some free shit that you can't do nowhere else or whatever. But I feel like you meet real people. So, like, behind all this whole transaction, like, you meet people that you probably would, if you met them any other way, you guys would still be cool.
Exactly.
Like, I still have a couple of tricks that I'm still friends with to this day. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have the same relationship, but they had the mind, like, the sense enough to know that I'm still a person and right. this is not 100% me. Some of them were, like, impressed or surprised that I had, like, common sense and I had other shit going outside of sucking their dick, but right. some of them, they think that that's all that you do. Right. And if you are really good at what you do, they think that you love what you do, and they don't, you know, they don't really think about, like, oh, she actually has, like, a life. Oh, you have kids, or you have this. And I'm just like, I don't personally have kids, but I'm pretty sure half of the women that you mm-hmm. deal with have kids. Like, and I don't think they think about all that shit when they're out, you know, doing what they do. So, like, do you have, like, I wouldn't say highs, but, like, you know, just parts about that lifestyle, besides, obviously, the money that you, not miss, but that were, like, you saw it as, like, positive or good, or it taught you something valuable, I guess.
You said, do I miss anything?
Besides the money.
No, I don't. It was just an experience.
Like, yeah.
I would, if I could try to change a lot of it, I would. I would.
Yeah.
Like, but, I mean, we all go through it. Like, right now, me and you are right. We could talk about it. Like, you know, yeah. somebody might benefit off of this. You know, there might be a girl that, you never know, might be getting trafficked. You know, something. Might hear this and just be right. like, okay, well, you know.
Yeah. So, like, I personally didn't, it was weird because I got along with, the same way I get along with anybody, like, I got along with a lot of the girls that I encountered.
Cool. You are.
I was a cool wifey. I was a good bottom bitch. I thought I was a good bottom bitch. I was a little lazy. That was the only thing. Like, I did not want to actually go.
To the track.
Like, I was,
fucking hated that shit. I'm not gonna lie, like.
She hated me because I used to just be like, I'm just going to stay in my room and, like, you know.
And you know what?
I took really good pictures, so I would get a lot of phone calls. So 9 times out of 10, I was in my room.
Yes,
like,
you were.
9 times out of 10. The few moments that I had to be out, I think it was, like, okay in the summer. In the winter, it was very cold. Like, I'm cold now in this studio. And I'm like, I couldn't imagine, like, I hated being out. And, like, to do that, it's, like, a lot. I had this one girl, but it's, like, different. And that's what I was explaining to someone else. They were like, well, why would you go out versus staying in? I'm like, when you stay in, it's kind of like it's a hit or miss. Your phone might ring a million times, but only one mm-hmm. person comes. So it's, like, less money. So, but when you're out, like, you're out. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, don't get me wrong, there was, like, slow days, but it's, like, I think if you were to, like, separate it in categories, like, ho being, like a streetwalker type ho, it's, like, more about quantity versus, like, quality. So it's, like, the more people you see, the more money you have at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you on the internet, it's kind of like, it was a guaranteed decent day and you had to work. You didn't have to work as hard, or maybe you didn't have to see as many people. And then, like, escort, quote unquote, like, where you see one person and you're straight for a week or a day or whatever. So it's kind of like hoeing is hoeing, period, point blank. Like, mm-hmm. hoeing is hoeing, prostitution is prostitution. People say, like, to say, like, oh, there's levels to it. Like, it's the same shit. And I probably would have to do a lot less. It's the ones that be paying the most that want to be doing the weirdest shit. Mm-hmm. Like, the dude that had my whole fist in his butt was, like, he'd pay the regular. When I first started doing massage, I was charging $300, which is crazy because now you're lucky if you get $300 for doing God knows what. Oh, my God. It's horrible. But, that was just for the massage. When he gave me the extra $500 to put my arm in his butt, like, I was just like, hell yeah, I'll put both arms, right. both arms in there for $500. Like, so it's kind of like, it's, It's different. Like, I don't know how it is now. I would assume that it's worse because it just, that's the climate that we're in. Like, dudes are just getting worse or something. But,
yeah, I've talked to some girls. They said that they'd be lucky if they make $300 in a day.
Yeah.
Compared to when we were doing it, we were making $1,000.
Easy.
15. I mean.
Easy.
Yeah.
And you get that one lucky phone call that have you straight.
Right.
Oh, my God. It was, like, it was the worst. But I definitely being around, I guess, like, I liked being around the girl. I didn't like the type of girls that I was around for the most part. Like, you were probably one of two of the coolest. And then there was, like, a couple that were cool. But as far as, like, just it puts you in this, like, even just being around or knowing, like, the different girls that were with the different pimps, and then, like, every day they're with another pimp, and it's just, like, you couldn't keep up with who she was fucking with now. And it's just, like, it's... I never understood the concept of, like, I know when you go through relationship shit, like, a regular relationship, like a boyfriend, you start talking to one dude, and then he's not the dude you want to talk to, and then you start talking to another dude. Or if you're talking to one girl, you're just like, oh, I don't really like her, now I'm talking to this girl. But you're literally in a situation where you are with a dude, he's taking all your money, he's not that great, he's beating your ass, and then you decide to, like, okay, well, I'm gonna go over here and see what they're talking about. He's literally doing the same thing,
right?
But just, like, there's no real difference. Like, your hoeing doesn't like your hoeing right. doesn't really change when you switch to a different person. But I guess it could, I don't know. Or maybe they motivate you differently or something, I don't know. That's, like, the one part that I've never been able to, like, fully understand. Like, I don't know. But so now we're going to talk about, so what are you up to now? Like, how long have you been? Are you still in the game or are you out of the game?
No, I'm not.
Are you tiptoeing out? Because I tiptoed out. Like,
you did?
Yeah, I was done with him and I was done with that whole situation. But I had, like,
a lot
two
of
or three, or like three or four. I'm the same person that I would be with them. So, like, they knew me and I didn't have to, like, reveal anything to them. So I was pretty much, like, when I got out with him, like, I still had the people that still looked out for me and still like, I would still have, like, my little side relationships with.
I tippy-toed out. Yeah, I still had tricks, like, when I left my baby's dad. And I had a couple, like, I had over 10,
there's
20.
Always, oh, I didn't have that many. I must not have been that great. I had, like, two or three.
Yeah, then I met this guy, and then after that, I just stopped because, like, he changed me. Like, he taught me how to sell cars. He taught me how to sell hair. He taught me how to just, like, you know, he taught me how to be a woman and stuff. So after that, I just didn't go back. You know, just like now, I sell hair.
She sells hair, y'all. So if you want to buy, what is it called?
Divinity Hair.
Is it, is Divinity Hair on
Instagram is Divinity Hair 1, and on Facebook is Divinity Hair.
Okay, so, yeah, go support so she doesn't have to ever go back to that life.
Right.
You go buy all the hair, support your former hoe. So basically, like, how is family life? Like, are you more in tune? Like, how will you raise your daughter to, like, how do you raise your daughter to prevent that from happening?
Honestly, like, when you're not around your kid, you can't really stop them from meeting certain people, you know, to manipulating them. You know, you can only, like, give them advice. And as a mother, we just hope and try for our kids to accept what we, you know, what we tell them. And we can, I'm just gonna be open with her, like, when she get to a certain age, and just tell her, like, all the things I went through, you know. And hopefully she just doesn't want to go through that path, you know.
She'll be like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Are you gonna, like there's a, I went to this place called, it's a nonprofit. They used to call it Mary Magdalene, but now it's Journey Out. It's for, like, women who are in the life that they try to prevent sex trafficking, actually in the world, but they're based out in San Fernando Valley in Van Nuys. And basically, when I went there, it was actually court ordered. But I actually met the lady and I really liked, I took to her. She was like a former prosecutor or something like that. And she special, like, that's how she found out about all the women who were working, because she was in charge of this jurisdiction that ended up being like high, you know, the valley is like high.
Yeah.
High for horse.
Right.
So
all that.
Yeah. So she basically, like, when I was talking to her, she was just talking about how so a lot of people, they want to get out, but they don't know how. And they, you know, they're in these abusive situations to where, like, if they leave, they have to, like, literally flee the area of which they work, because if they get seen, like, these, there's two type, for me, there's like two types of pimps. There's like a gorilla pimp, and there's like a regular pimp. And I think the gorilla pimps are like, they're the main ones that, like, they'll kidnap you.
Yeah,
they won't let you.
Yeah, that's my baby daddy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I mean, literally, when I was to go to different tracks, somebody will call him, he'll come, beat my ass, throw me in a car, and take me home every time. It never failed. That's why I had to, like, completely stop, because it was just like, I couldn't make no money nowhere, you know? And he was abusive. Like, he will beat anybody's ass that's there, like, you know.
Damn.
He did not give a fuck.
God, I wasn't there. I don't know what I would do. I'm like, I don't know her. I don't care.
Yeah. And
so what, like, there's, well, what they teach you there is, like, there's different types of pimps. There's, like, a Romeo pimp who will, like, mm-hmm. try to, like, smooth you and mm-hmm. finesse you and get you to do shit. So, like, how would you... I'm not saying everyone that'll try to finesse you is trying to finesse you so they could be a pimp, be the girl's pimp, but how would you, like... How is your outlook on men, like, so where you would, like, reflect it on, like, with your daughter? Like, you would say, like... Because I don't know. I'm scared to have kids. I'm scared to have kids. Like, I don't know what the fuck, what type of mother I'm going to be. But I'm going to have some stories for her if she ever asks me for them.
Yeah.
But this, like, how do you describe the potential? Like, do you even say, like, check this out. There's going to be pimp. There's going to be, like, this
might happen. That's how I'm going to just tell her. Because, I mean, what other way can you tell her? Like,
yeah.
You know, just, like, you might as well be straightforward. Like, my mom, when I was younger, I wish if she was straightforward with me, then I would understand a lot more, you know, because I was, like, understanding, like, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of kids that don't understand things, but I was that kid that understood how life was. I don't know. I just matured really, really young.
It sounds like it. Because if somebody told me, if I'd be like, how do you get your money? Oh, I'm doing this. I'd be like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Like, okay, bye. But it seemed like for you, it might have been, like, were you already, like, sexually active?
Yeah, I was.
So it was kind of like, okay, well, I'm already doing this. Like, because I lost my virginity at 12, technically, at 13. So I was already, like, my sex drive was, like, super high. I was very sexual, still very sexual. So, like, some things weren't as uncommon, or, like, they came easy to me. Like, me, like, getting someone to be comfortable enough to, like, or me being comfortable enough to, like, have sex with someone and not know them. And even if it was for a short period of time, like, just the way the interactions were, just like, they came, that part of it was easy.
Yeah.
The hard part was just dealing with all the bullshit that came around it, to be honest. Like, the sex part, I didn't care about that, like, but everything else was hard. So, like, being that you started out young, like, how is it different? Do you feel like you're, like, what could have been different in your life? I guess that would be the better question. What would have been different in your life, like, when you were younger, like, looking at it from the perspective of, like, when you were younger, what could have been different to make your life go in a different direction? Like, I know you mentioned that your parents were, like, beefing or whatever, but, like, a lot of kids' parents go through divorce. My mom was going through a divorce when I was, like, think was, like, 9 years old, and, like, I witnessed some shit, but it wasn't anything that was, like, I never had a moment where I think I could just be like, okay, bye, I'll be back.
Right.
Like, I'm gonna go do this or go out of town and go do this. Like, so what do you think would have been different to, like, your parents preventing you from, like, why do you feel like you couldn't stop? Because I know you said that you were like, oh no, they can't, like, they were kind of like, you were like, I'm gonna do this, or I'm gonna do this behind your back type shit.
Right.
So what made you know that this was, like, that was it?
It was just, like, then it was the money. Like, I just wanted a lot. Like, I was going to school, I didn't have no brand new shoes, you know, stuff like that. And I knew that they couldn't give it to me. So I'm just like, I'm about to go get it myself. You know,
So do you feel like they were like, was there ever like a talk of them being feeling guilty for not being able to like provide, or were there, or was it kind of like, yeah, go get the money because we're not gonna get it, or we're not getting as much? Like,
you know what? In our household, we really didn't talk about personal things like that. I think that that's probably what. I think if my mom would have been more open about a lot of things and would have exposed me by her telling me, then I probably would have been like, all right, no, I know that this guy's going to come right now. He's going to try to finesse me out of some money, or he's going to try to get me to do this and stuff like that. You know, like when you don't let your kid know anything, then they go out and they go explore for themselves. Right. Yeah. So I think that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
That, and then like, when I was younger, I was dealing with this girl, and she basically is the reason why. Now that I think about it, she's really the
reason
why.
It's her fault. I'm just kidding.
No, for real, because she was older than me, and then she had this dude that she was catfishing, but she needed somebody pretty, which was me. Oh. So she was using my pictures. Like, I mean, she did the whole shit. Like, she went to go to a Hollywood and... like, she paid me, basically, like, manipulated me into having sex with him. He thought I was pregnant. And then, and then
he thought you were pregnant.
Yeah, he thought I was pregnant.
And so then, she told him that you were pregnant? Yeah. Or she was pregnant?
It was her talking to him. She was catfishing him.
Okay.
She would just tell me and instruct me what to do. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
Okay, so you had a person,
this girl,
friend. Uh-huh. Is it the same girl that?
No, this is a whole different girl. She was an older lady.
So she was using. So she paid you to have sex with this guy.
Yeah, and then this is how she put it: you fucking these guys, you might as well go fuck for some money. So in my mind, I was like, makes fucking sense, you know?
Right, like, lady, you're right. You're smart.
So, yeah, I think that, you know what, that's part of the reason why I think it was so easy for me to be like, all right, it's cool if I sell my pussy, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of, the funny thing is about, like, some people will hear this and they'll be like, this shit is crazy. And then some people hear it and be like, this shit makes a lot of sense. And then some people hear it and they'll still be on their, like, little high horse, like, oh, well, that would never, like, I would never, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, I know a lot of women who have fucked probably the same amount of men I fucked, with tricks included, and haven't got no money. I also know some that have fucked people that I've definitely fucked people that I wish I could take my pussy from. And I'm pretty sure that there's some that they have. So it's like, I feel like sex, when I learned early on that sex was like a tool. Now I don't see it that way now, but then I think it was just, I was like, I was young, I was developed, I was like, in my head, I'm like the same person that I was when I was little. So I was friendly, I was charming, like I was able to kind of like talk to whoever. And I think that kind of, I used it to my advantage when I was I got older, which obviously it backfired because now I don't want to have anything to do with men, like, for the most part.
You know
part.
What's crazy? Like, I don't even be wanting to have sex like that anymore.
Really? Do you feel like you're like sexed out? Or do you feel like you're too freaky now?
No, I'm not freaky at all. No. It's weird.
Maybe, I think it does kind of devalue it. And I kind of, it did, I feel like a lot of, if more women were my, like, clientele, I would probably have an easy, like, I'd have a better way of looking at it. But honestly, like, I've put pretty much, men are kind of, like, disgusting, like, women are disgusting, but men are, like, they be doing some shit. Think about all the, like, if you had female clients who were coming to you the same way that men clients were, you'd be able to balance it out. But being that I've only had in my entire career as a hoe, I had one female client.
Dang.
So these men are the ones that feel comfortable enough to not pay for sex, have all these weird-ass fantasies that they try to fulfill through these people that they don't know. Like, niggas be nasty. But, I mean, to each his own. So now you're doing hair. Well, you're selling hair. Mm-hmm. And it's really good hair, by the way. And you have two kids. Mm-hmm. What's going on, like, relationship-wise, since you said you're not sexual, as sexual as
I'm
you were?
I'm not as sexual. I mean, I have sex, but it's not like that's my main priority right now, just basically getting myself together, my kids, like getting myself together spiritually.
Amen.
And just trying to own things, getting my credit back together since I messed it all up. And well, I'm getting married next month.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
She's all happy. She's smiling now. She's like mad this whole time.
Yeah, so that goes out with the theory about you can't turn a hoe to a housewife.
Like, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life. All these bitches is hoes. No, I'm just kidding. A lot of women have hoe tendencies and you wouldn't even know. Like, you don't know. You could be laying with a hoe right now and you wouldn't know we're a former hoe.
Right.
So, yes, you can turn a hoe into a housewife. I've seen it done. I'm finna be one day. Hopefully. Yeah, I don't know if after this podcast I'm gonna have that many options.
I'm like the totally opposite. Like, I don't go out. I'm in a house. I just take the kids to school, you know, make my little sales and just like, or sell a car or something. And mm-hmm. I come home, or we'll go out as a family. Other than that, I don't even go out. Like,
I mean, so. I don't go out and I don't have no kids. So I have dogs, but it's whatever. So do you feel like does he know everything?
Yeah, he knows.
And how does he, like, have you guys talked about it? Like, did you just tell him, or did he, like, find out, or how?
No, he knows, because when we were younger, I met him when I was 17, then we stopped talking. So he already kind of knew, but didn't when we broke up back then. Then we got back together, like, 2 years ago, and he knows about everything. He knows that everybody has a past. He's one of those guys that accepts everything for what it is, just like he has a past. And he doesn't care. He knows that I'm different now and I changed. So, and he trusts me and I trust him. And we're just living.
Well, that's awesome. So we're coming to a close now. So bringing it back in. So going from, like, you know, are you 30 or are you 29? 30. So you're 30. So, like, when you turned 30, did you foresee, like, being just done with everything, like, by this time? Because you have, like, really good timing. Me, I was still doing bullshit, 31, 32, still dabbling. But then, like, well, not 31. Well, 30 and 31, I was, like, still kind of in between, like, really? In limbo. I still had a sugar daddy, like, up until, like, last year.
Oh,
so
shit.
It's, like, you know, shit happens, but I'm a year clean. So sober life, sober whole life. So, like, do you feel like now is your time to just, like, get all the bullshit and all your shit together, but also, like, your past is still, like you're still trying to clean up shit from your past, basically?
I think I've pretty much cleaned it up a lot. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm about to get married, so, you know.
Like, so, to.
A hello.
Hello. So, yeah. So, I think that's amazing. And I just, like I said, my hope for just this podcast in general, especially this episode, is, like, we all have a past. Some people's shit is just a little more complex. And, like, when you're moving forward and you really want to rid yourself of certain things and certain situations, like, you really have to fully commit. Mm-hmm. You can't tippy toe. You gotta, like, cut all that shit off. And, like, once you cut all that shit off, usually, like, the amazing thing come, like, marriage and love and children and, you know, great jobs, great property, career changes, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. So thank you for coming and sharing. I had to, like, drag you down here by your ponytails. And so pretty much there is life after the bullshit. If you were a hoe or a former hoe, or you do hoe shit, maybe it's not prostitution. Maybe you're just a hoe or a slut.
Right.
There is life after it. And you can turn a hoe into a housewife, apparently. So, did you want to add anything?
No, that was it.
All right, and that's it. So follow the Dirty 30 Diary on Instagram, now on Twitter, and our Facebook page. Again, it's the Dirty 30 Diary, and all spelled out except for the 30. It's a 30 or 30. And this concludes our episode, and we're back every Wednesday coming clean. Don't really know what I'm going to talk about, but we'll figure it out. So that's it. Thank you, Heidi, for coming. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. Follow my hair page.
Oh, yeah. Follow her hair page. It's Divinity Hair. It's the real deal. It's not that shit that's like in a package from... Where do they get that hair from?
I don't know.
The processed hair. Who knows? But it's the real shit from overseas. So anyway, okay. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.